I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Nearly 1,800 Eritrean Christians are in custody because of their religious beliefs. In response, a petition protesting the widespread religious repression in Eritrea is headed for the Eritrean ambassador to the United Kingdom. Open Doors' Carl Muller says despite the atrocities, persecution, and desperate situation, there is hope. The church is alive in Eritrea.
The most important thing that the church there asks of us is to remember us in prayer and to get them what they need, the requirements that they need to move forward. The most important thing that they ask us for is prayer.
Next, as redevelopment work continues in the tsunami zones in East Asia, God is using the physical work to lay a spiritual foundation. City Team International's Harry Brown says they've established a profitable water distribution program in the region. The generated income is providing the support for indigenous church planters. Now City Team is focusing on training leaders inside these villages.
If we focus on the inside leaders, pour our life into them and get them sufficient with the tools and the mindset to be able to meet the needs where God has placed them, it has a chance to ripple without us long after we're gone.
And AMG provides medical care to Cabulco, Guatemala through the Señorita Elena Medical Center. Serious injuries and medical problems such as malnutrition, parasites, and infectious diseases are prevalent in this area. Over 15,000 patients a year given the gospel message as they receive medical treatment there. Short-term volunteer teams of doctors and nurses from the U.S. and Canada help regularly staff the hospital. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.